Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 339 for Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were slightly lower Wednesday morning as declines in the vegetable oil market weighed down values. Values for canola were generally $2 to $2.50 lower, with the most active May contract checking in at $451.80 per ton. The Canadian dollar was stronger against its American counterpart, which made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and exporters. European rapeseed futures were also lower, which contributed to the declines. The large soybean harvest in Brazil and Argentina also added to the bearish tone. However, strength in U.S. soybeans and soy meal limited the losses. Reports that European and Chinese rapeseed production could be lower this year also lent support to the canola market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mostly 1 cent higher as a result of the weaker U.S. dollar and trader positioning as investors wait for a key USDA report to come out on Thursday. Estimates for soybean carryout on the USDA report range from 347 million bushels to 399 million bushels. Soybean values are currently below the 10-day moving support level. On the other side, though, continued business from China has eaten into old crop supplies of U.S. soybeans. Corn was 2 to 3 cents lower, with the May contract sitting at $3.79 per bushel. Rains are forecast for parts of the U.S. Corn Belt, which should temporarily disrupt field work, but also help the crop long term. The USDA is expected to increase its corn estimate in tomorrow's report. About 1.85 billion bushels of corn will likely be on hand in August, an increase from the 1.77 billion estimated last month. U.S. wheat was 3 to 5 cents lower, with May contract at $5.21 per bushel. Crop conditions throughout the U.S. Great Plains have been improving, and weather forecasts appear favorable as well. There is a report that 5% of India's crop could be lost due to the monsoons. The softer U.S. dollar is supportive for wheat. Russia may extend its wheat export duty. A decision isn't expected until late May or early June. Fire burned for a sixth day at a fuel storage facility near Brazil's largest port. Truck access to the port is restricted, and grain exports will be delayed a day or two. The port has 1.3 million metric tons of grain currently waiting to be delivered. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, April 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.